The new director of national intelligence says this country's surveillance law needs to be updated. Mike McConnell made the comments as he unveiled what he calls a 100-day plan to accelerate intelligence reform. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the details.
McConnell says he's due up on Capitol Hill next week to lay out what he believes are necessary changes to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. He sounded annoyed today with an Associated Press story about proposed changes to extend the lifespan of FISA surveillance warrants and to allow the government to monitor foreigners without seeking court approval.
The title is New Spy Chief Seeks More Power. Who wrote that?
I didn't write the headline.
McConnell says he's passionate about protecting privacy, but he says the surveillance law has become outdated.
The technology framework of 1970s and today are vastly different. So are we seeking more authority? No. What we're attempting to do is to make what we do relevant in today's technology base. It has changed so dramatically.
Asked to give some concrete examples, he said that would be classified. His news conference focused mainly on the more mundane. McConnell has just a couple of years to put his stamp on intelligence reform.
If there's a bumper sticker when Mike McConnell leaves this job, I would hope it would say he got us to a higher level of collaboration.
Today, he gathered many of his top advisors to explain just how the 16 spy agencies can work together better. Thomas Finger, Deputy Director of National Intelligence for Analysis, spoke about a common virtual workplace. The intelligence experts call it a space, where analysts can lay out their arguments.
Not unlike wikis and blogs, but hopefully it's a little more organized and disciplined. We have no anonymity. We want people to have an eBay-like reputation here, so that if you are very good, you get a chance to demonstrate how good you are. And if you're an idiot, we want that made known as well.
Another big theme today was recruitment. Ronald Sanders, who's chief of human capital, says he's planning a big push to get more native language speakers into the intelligence community.
You can look for pretty aggressive outreach, recruiting, and onboarding for first and second generation Americans. Our country is very diverse. We believe we can turn that to our strategic advantage through this particular strategy.
But there are bureaucratic obstacles to this as well. It can take 120 days to get security clearances, and it's even harder when dealing with first-generation Americans. That's something National Intelligence Director McConnell is trying to tackle as he looks for ways to streamline security clearances and simply change the culture.
The worry has always been, well, if you've got relatives in a foreign country, could you be influenced? Could you be blackmailed? Would your allegiance be to the United States or to the country? We need to move beyond that bias. It's a cultural bias, and be very aggressive about recruiting and using Americans who have these native skills with regard to language, culture, and so on.
McConnell has been out in the private sector in recent years and says he spent his first months on the job back in the spy world trying to absorb a lot of new information. He says it's been like drinking from a fire hose. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.